good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Welcome to the second episode. Wow, who would have ever thought that we would do a podcast? And who would have ever thought we'd have a second episode of a podcast?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that one. I can't believe people actually are listening to this on any sort of basis.
They are apparently listening, though. We did have quite a few downloads last week. We're now listed in iTunes.
Sick.
I'm pretty excited about this. I'm excited to be here.
I can't help but say that I'm excited as well.
Hooray, we're all excited. So what do we have upcoming on this episode?
We have a lot of discussion about the Shattering, big news in Azeroth, and destruction and mayhem and fire breathing, like a sweet Oni mechanic. Also, I had a video that I got to see this week that was a good time. I'd like to share that with everyone. And
Must you really?
Huh? Yes, we do. And we have a special guest this week.
Well, who is our special guest this week, Madge?
It is Fog. How are you doing today, Fog?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Foggy.
Pretty well. And who are you?
Who am I? Wow. Straight to it then, huh? Well,
exactly.
I am Kern's younger brother, yet arguably more mature. And my sister was actually the one that got me started playing the game, so we have her to thank for my amazingness.
I guess either thank or blame on would be either way to look at that.
Sure, we got to give you the option, right?
Exactly.
So, having introduced Fog here, I think we're all set to head into our Lore Master segment. Madge, how about you start us off and let us know what enjoyable or wacky times you have had in Azeroth this week?
Alrighty. Unfortunately, it's been a slow WoW week with Thanksgiving going on this week.
American Thanksgiving.
The real Thanksgiving.
The fake one.
And so, much turkey was enjoyed and parades to be seen, but at the same time, I've been playing a lot of my lower level paladin and been leveling it with you two and Tia and having fun with that. And a lot of those instances have changed. I guess we'll get to that a little later, but it's been a lot of fun going through the instances that I did. I guess I ran them a ton of times over and over, and then the next day you queue and it's totally different. So that's been a good time. I am also, big news, going to be moving my priest and inscriptionist back to ET.
Thank God.
Because, yeah, I've been putting that off for way too long. Just don't want to spend the money. And since I moved my girlfriend's rogue over to Proudmoor, I don't think she was too happy about that. I was over there, so I moved her. And I'll be moving JD the rogue back to ET as well. Actually, subsequently, I was with her when she showed me this video that I thought was so funny, and I guess it hasn't quite been getting the reception I thought it would from everyone, Kern. But
that's true.
It is a literal translation of the Cataclysm trailer / intro done by Tobuscus. I think we'll put the link in the show notes, but oh my god, I cannot stop laughing and listening to this video. It is so funny. I definitely, Fog, you thought it was pretty funny.
I was a pretty big fan, actually, not going to lie.
Yeah, I feel like it's been split 50-50 for the most part. And I don't know, I just, oh man, it's so funny. Sadly, mage-wise, there hasn't been a ton going on this week. It's just waiting for the expansion. Just running anything has been kind of tough.
That's true. Like, obviously, we didn't have any raids because of American Thanksgiving, even though the real Thanksgiving was over a month ago.
Yeah.
So people have really just re-rolled a bunch of classes. I actually managed to re-roll another mage, another human mage. I'm so failed. Two mages, two humans, same name and everything. I've just got one who's level 80 over on Skywall, and now I've got one who's level 30 over on ET.
We'll pretend that's not the saddest thing I've heard in a while.
It's pretty sad. I'm not going to joke. It is pretty bad. But obviously, after leaving my last guild over on Skywall Choice, they were awesome people. And you should all go check out their website, choiceguild.com. They are recruiting for Cataclysm, so check them out. I definitely wanted to keep a tune over there and keep in touch with these people that I'd raid with for the last 4 months. I really enjoyed my time there. So they let me guild a tune with them, and I decided it would be my mage. And I've left a tune over on Proudmoor to hang out with my real-life friend, the Resto Druid.
Yeah.
And I found that I missed a mage, and when thinking of classes to re-roll, I thought, well, you know, why not the mage? I don't really want to be a warlock.
Well, the part of the... Oh, man, I've been trying to decide whether or not to bring my Death Knight back over from Pelmore also. It's just... I kind of... Not that I necessarily have anyone besides you over on Proudmoor, but I just don't know if I need the Death Knight over here. I don't know.
Well, it is a tank, but you are leveling your Pally as a tank, so
exactly.
That would... You know, assuming you get to 80 at some point in time.
I guess 85 at that point.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you have any of the heirlooms on your tomb?
No, not at this point. I think I got the... I only had the cloth ones, and they're on the priest, so not only are they the wrong, you know, class of armor, it's also on the wrong server, so...
Classy.
That's just... Yeah, just not helpful, unfortunately.
Champ status.
Yep.
I gotta say that I'm pretty pleased that my little baby mage has Dreadmist shoulders, Dreadmist robe, Discerning Eye of the Beast, and the Dread Pirate Ring from when I won the fishing tournament. Thank you very kindly.
Lucky you.
I know, I'm kind of awesome like that. I'm really enjoying the low-level mage, and she's done the new Westfall chains. Wow. People who are listening should put us on pause. Go log into the game, regardless of what level you are, and go do Westfall all over again, because it's fantastic. And Red Ridge subsequently also no longer makes me want to, you know, throw myself off of a cliff or anything. So that was a really nice revamp.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's almost... I have another friend who's thinking about replaying the game. He's like, well, I could jump back into my warrior, or I could make another tune. And at this point, it's almost just more fun to make another tune and go through pretty much a whole new game.
Absolutely. If you had leveled the tune to 60, like back in vanilla, those quests were still in the game up until, what, last week?
Yeah.
So it's a really new take on the whole... of Azeroth, really. I really do like a lot of the new quests. Very nicely streamlined, very nice quest hubs and clusters.
Yeah.
How about you, Fog?
Oh my goodness. Same thing, actually. I leveled a warrior. His name is Bam!
Nice.
Spelled B-A-H-M. He's pretty badass.
Say the original was probably taken.
Yeah, definitely. That was not available. But I've been doing a lot of that instancing. Truthfully, I don't really want to do all that many quests, but I am definitely digging how they've retooled the instances as well. Like, doing Shadowfang Keep was actually probably the coolest low-level instance experience I've had in a long time.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. And, I leveled my mage to 80 this weekend, and she is looking sexier than ever.
Congratulations. So,
well, thank you. And, I've been trying to beg my sister for some epic gear, but she won't give it to me.
No, yeah.
With an expansion so close, it just feels like flushing money down the toilet, though. That's the problem.
Oh, God, no, that's not even it, though. The issues that I've geared out his hunter, I've geared out his paladin. Now he wants a mage geared? No, I'm done.
All right. Well, I guess there's that reasoning as well.
Yeah, well. We don't have to talk about that.
This is true.
Nice.
Anyway, apart from that, this week, pretty mellow. I did not... did not do very much besides that. It was pretty time-consuming to get that mage to 80, finally. I mean, I was really, really happy.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we'll have a lot more to talk about over in the general chat. So let's move on over to Slash Raid. We've got some fun upcoming raids, I guess, on tomorrow, Tuesday and Thursday. We have Lich King 25 attempts and fingers crossed kill. And then assuming we do that, I assume Ruby Sanctum after that?
Absolutely. I'm looking really forward to... getting Lich King down on normal, admittedly, but on 25 man under the guild name of Apotheosis. It's been far too long since we've really finished an instance together. Like, we'd have to go all the way back to, like, Black Temple to talk about finishing off an instance as a guild, unless you count like Obsidian Sanctum, which, by the way, I don't. So
that doesn't quite count, I believe.
It's not quite the same as going, 9 of 9 in BT or 5 of 5 in Hyjal or 12 of 12 in ICC. Apart from that, we have a whole mess of people who showed up this week. I'm super excited. And this, if I recall correctly, this had you laughing out loud.
What's that?
Someone actually applied to Apotheosis after our first podcast.
Oh yeah, and they mentioned it? That's awesome.
Yeah, on the app, there's this guy who's like, I listened to the first podcast and that sealed the deal for me. And we were like, seriously? What? Really?
Wait, someone listens? Oh my god.
So, we'd like to welcome Q to the guild as an enhancement chammy. We're looking forward to reading with you in the expansion there, buddy. So thanks for taking a chance on us. We really appreciate it. We also saw some great applications from a group of people I used to raid with over on Bronzebeard from the Resurgence Guild back in late Tier 7 and early, all of Tier 8 days, really. Merc, Mabrium, Cronus, and Kaleri. That's a Death Knight, a Mage, a Hunter, and a Priest. And I was Kaleri's healing lead, actually. So I'm really excited to heal with her again.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good group to grab. I like that class distribution.
It's super... awesome, actually, is what it is. We get a great melee DPS with Merc, we get some great range with Cronus and Mabs, and Cal is a great part of any healing team. So I'm really excited about that. And we just finished up an interview with my holy pally buddy from my last guild, choiceguild.com. Go, they're looking for holy pallies.
Bump!
we just interviewed Wox, and he's going to come on over. Should be arriving this week, I believe. So I'm really excited about being able to heal with him as well. Really, I'm very excited about my group of healers. I'm very excited about the raid makeup in general. The raid roster is looking great.
Yeah, it's always good to see the raid group just start to round off, and it looks like we've been able to fill a lot of slots, or even if you pick up a couple extra, just make sure you have a solid raiding core to consistently raid with. That was some of the biggest issues, was not having enough raiders to go on any given night.
Oh god, yeah, I mean, that's what spelled our downfall in the start of Wrath, and I'm really, really glad that we've maybe overcompensated a little bit in the other direction, but I'm okay with that. I feel confident that we'll be able to handle any roster issues that we may come across.
Yeah.
I was also sad to see a longtime friend and member quit the game. Synathis, a rogue who's been with us since the Faded Heroes days, ended up deleting, I think, all of his tunes. I'm not sure if he deleted Synathis or not, but it was pretty intense, pretty sad. And as a final sort of gift to the guild, he donated like 37,000 gold to the guild bank.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Yep.
That's
a shout out to Sen, guys. Shout out to Sen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sen. We miss you already. And, the Sen rule will always be in effect with you, buddy. And with that, we'll move into our Guild Tab segment. As previously mentioned, our special guest this week is my brother, Fog. He is an officer of Apotheosis. He is currently playing a Protection Paladin for the Guild. He is the Guild Bank Administrator, primarily due to the fact that if he does anything with the Guild Bank funds, I can find him real easy.
It's not like you could do anything about it, but anyways.
I'll drive up there. I'll help you out, Kern. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Fetch.
Break some kneecaps.
Have some faith, people, please.
Fog will be answering a few questions, the same questions that we answered last week, with one quirky question thrown his way at the end. So, Fog, how about you give us a little bit of your tune history?
Well, I mentioned before, you got me into this lovely, time-consuming game called World of Warcraft, and I leveled a druid. And did the whole healing thing. Then while we waited for vanilla to end and BC to happen, I leveled a rogue, and I decided to play him for BC, and then I came back again in Wrath and leveled a hunter. and did the ranged DPS thing, raided some ICC, and then started my paladin, and now I'm tanking. So, yeah, and also can't forget about good old Ruby and Bam, however. But yeah, that's sort of the way it's progressed, and yeah.
What a long, winding tune road it is.
Oh yeah, it's completely... I feel so weird compared to some people. Like, I'm called Fog, but I never play him, so people are always... I'm that guy that everyone's confused about, like, in Mumble. Like, who's Fog? It's Harvey, right? Yeah. Anyway.
No, that's a very fair point. There are a lot of people in the guild who are still playing their sort of original tunes, Day, Hunter Toga, Magic here. Yep. But yeah, no, I feel your pain. Obviously, I get called Kern, and I do prefer being called Kern, but I do play Madrona, so
yeah,
a lot of people.
About it,
Matt. Thanks. Damn it.
Yeah, your main, Matt. Anyway.
Yeah. So moving on. Awesome. What was your favorite memory in WoW?
My favorite memory? I'm going to probably have to say doing Molten Core with Faded Heroes with 25 people.
Wow, that ever happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense. It was pretty crazy.
One night right we actually...
Yeah. Sorry. It was right after I came back from the guild I raided with in vanilla on my druid as a healer, and I remember it being very exciting.
It was. Fog was teaching us how to do all the trash and everything, and unfortunately it's true, we really did raid Molten Core with like 25-ish people. There was even one night where we downed Gehenis with 27. 27!
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, we had fun, you know, and I'm really terrible at raid leading. I mean, I sort of just like, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. I don't really know everything that every different person needs to be doing in the raid anymore. It's just gotten so much more complex than when it used to be.
Well, that's why we have Kern and her epic length speeches, so that's okay.
Exactly. Somebody has to oversee the madness.
Exactly. I'm quite pleased to do so. So, Fog, why don't you tell us why you joined Apotheosis?
Well, besides, you know, the fact that you're my sister, I'd probably say because the people that I'd learned to play this game with are going to be in this guild, and I'm really excited at how, I don't know, much more mature everybody seems to be. We seem to be more of a sophomore guild now, where we're really going to be, with everybody's experience that they've taken while we were apart, and then as we come back, it's really going to be a really interesting situation, so I was really happy to be a part of the team.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even think about it. It was pretty impromptu.
Nice.
Well done.
But also, I mean, I did do the healing thing back in the day. I did the melee DPS. I did the ranged DPS. And I'm pretty excited to get an opportunity to tank for you guys, too. I'm really excited to learn a new aspect of the game. I mean, I have been doing it, but I mean, it's going to be a very exciting time with crowd control and whatnot.
Yeah,
that's a welcome return to the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm absolutely really excited to be worried about my Consecrate and various things like that.
Well, how about you tell us a little bit about what you like to do in-game besides raid? Because we know you like to raid, but what else do you like to do?
Well, right now, with... my new computer. I do like to level up tunes, and I like to play my other tunes with very fancy, sexy spell details and do that. And also, very much so, I like to PvP. It's so much fun with my mage. I'm really enjoying it. I've kind of lost my train of thought right now, but I don't know. The most fun is really, you know, just waiting the excitement right now, and when it comes time to it, I'll be really excited to do all the new dungeons. I mean, I've always been a bit of an addict of running instances. I mean, that is what I've always liked. I mean, I do enjoy the quest every now and again, especially on the mage. I'm just AoEing everything with Blizzard, which you only get at level 52 now, by the way. And yeah, good luck with that. But, yeah, I dig the instances. It's always been my preferred means of leveling up, of spending time with people and working as a team to accomplish, like, bigger goals than just, you know, killing some stuff. Otherwise, it gets kind of boring, you know?
So, can't kill boars forever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of what ended up bringing me back to the game also, was the random dungeon queuing instance fun time, because just being able to queue with friends and just going off and doing instances is so much fun.
Well, yeah, and getting insta-queues with me as a tank, like, I mean, I can't even do it on my mage. It's like hell to queue for an instance.
Exactly.
Alrighty, here's your quirky question, Fog. I toiled long and hard on this, so I hope you enjoy it.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Fog, you have had some terrible, like, truly awful luck with gear and drops in your lifetime. Like, your druid never got the Wildheart Cowl or Finkel's Lava Dredger. Your rogue never got the Shadowcraft Spaulders after Cut jinxed you. You never got Finkel's Skinner either on that tune. So now that you're tanking on your pally, is there anything that you really, truly, I don't know, desperately wanted for your paladin that never dropped? Or do you believe that your curse is really just restricted to Finkel and the Tier 0 pieces?
Yeah, I do think that that was a little while ago. I mean, I definitely felt a little bit more luck in BC when I saw Blinkstrike drop twice while I was on my rogue, and I'd lost it the first time to a guildie, which was great and all, but then I got to see it again and finally won it, so that was pretty exciting. But I don't know, I find that the paladin has actually been pretty pretty easy, just I think maybe more to the you know, reason of being able to get an insta-queue and dungeon as frequently and whenever you want to kind of thing has probably helped with gear.
Yeah, most likely. The instant queues that you're getting as a tank is pretty hot.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's a joy, I'm not gonna lie.
And with that, let's move on into our general chat this week. The topic of discussion is the Shattering. Pretty big discussion, actually.
Huge.
Lots of changes.
Madness.
Yep. So, I guess the first thing we can talk about is some of the terrain changes, which I guess are permanent, and Lobies will never again see what Azeroth used to be like.
It's kind of sad.
They will no longer be able to see the park in Stormwind, even though I don't really know whoever cared.
I thought druids cared, man.
Listen, they have trainers somewhere else. I even had a druid and I didn't like the parks. Come on now.
Fair enough.
What else exciting? Thousand Needles and Shimmering Flats underwater really depresses me. That was actually my favorite questing zone, Shimmering Flats.
Oh, I have a good one. Zul'Gurub.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Instance is gone, and there's just a lovely full-size terrain or like incorporated in the landscape. It's pretty cool.
It's a quest hub now. I would like to take a moment here. Do you have a moment of silence for Magic's 20-minute Vinoxus runs that he used to pull every week or so in the hopes, the slim hopes, of getting the Fang of Vinoxus? So join me, if you will, for a moment of silence.
I lose. I'm so bad at being quiet. What else? I guess there was a couple other changes in Stormwind, but nothing that I thought was too exciting. Oh, the castle is changed.
Yeah, the keep has changed. You've got a big old statue to Varian Wrynn, and Anduin is all grown up.
Yeah, and there's actually a new zone above the Dwarven District, the big farm area where you queue up for, or and an altary place where you queue up for Tol Barad.
Huh, I've pretty not cool. been over there yet.
It's interesting. Yeah, you should check it out.
Any other cool changes? I heard WPL is all sorts of different. I haven't been down there, but I've meant to.
Western Plaguelands has like flowers and farms and grass and stuff now. It actually looks beautiful. Eastern Plaguelands, parts of it.
South Shore is gone.
Yeah, South Shore is gone. Eastern Plaguelands also has a whole new Light's Hope Chapel area as well. It's really pretty.
Huh. That's. I have to get over there. I just haven't had a reason to go up north yet. Besides, I feel like the only reason is to actually see what's changed, but.
Well, there's a good reason to go up to Western Plaguelands and Wetlands and Arathi, and that would be Deathwing. He's flying around the world, as I know you two know.
Killing people.
And when I heard about this, and saw, I guess it was Paragon at BlizzCon, get the Stood in the Fire achievement once Deathwing was released upon them, I was like, I must have that achievement. And so I did a bit of reading, did a bit of research, and I'll link my links and my my videos and stuff that I looked at. And I went and I camped the wetlands for basically 30 hours.
Wow. That is a while. 30 hours.
Well, okay. In all fairness, it's not like I didn't go AFK. It's not like I didn't, you know, shower or sleep or eat or what have you. Like, I spent long stretches of time out of there, but I did try to, like, log out and in into the wetlands. There's a little sort of area that that I'll point out in the links, and so you'll see where I was. But finally, this morning at 1:57 a.m. server time.
So last night.
Yes, technically last night. I'm sitting there in the wetlands with my trusty cat Whisper by my side and my deathy pet next to me, and we're sitting around a campfire together because we're all alone in the frigging wetlands. And suddenly the sky goes red, and I'm on Mumble with a couple of guildies, and I call it to Tia, who had logged out there next to me. I'm like, Tia! And she's like, and Dar is like, Deathwing? And I started frapsing everything, and so you guys can watch the video there. Basically, we got the Student in the Fire achievement, and Deathwing just, you know, blew us up, and it was so exciting. I've never in my life wanted my toon to die so badly as I did last night.
Well, you were rewarded.
I still hate you.
Yeah. Props to Pigly for keeping me company, everyone else for keeping me company. Acephala, Holorock, Toga, Cam, Tia, obviously, everyone on Mumble, too. You guys made it not so depressing.
Well, while I will argue that it is still equally depressing, 30 hours, there's also a lot of non-terrain-related changes that I notice, especially when I've been questing on the Paladin in the instances that I've been doing. I know Fog, actually both of you have been there for a bunch of them. Fog was there for a lot of earlier ones.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun. The changes, like we had said before, just so much fun having quest chains going along with you inside the instance as you go. So much fun.
Yeah, it's more fun because it kind of keeps you more immersed in the instance, and at the same time, it's so much easier than having to run all over the world to try and gather up the quests. I don't even know if they exist outside the instances anymore.
I don't think that they do. I think it's all within the instances, and it's going to be the same in Cataclysm based on the beta. All the quests that you need for that entire instance will be given to you, like, at the door or within the instance.
That's a really good thing.
It's thank just, you.
Yeah, it having to do quest chains, just it's always that last boss is always at the end of a huge chain and needing to go through that in order to get the single quest was so obnoxious, especially if you were looking for the quest rewards off that quest.
Yeah, like the Kuldara chain in Borean Tundra, that was nightmarish, and you had to go through it all to get all of your Nexus quests.
Yeah. Also, when we were doing those, I've been tanking those instances, and just doing SFK from one day to the next, the SFK is totally different. 100%. It's awesome now, as compared to previously, where you're walking in and you're just pulling tons of Worgen, and everything is no longer geared for the. I guess it just was. It was all out of date. I was getting curses that were reducing my skill level, and that was hilarious and depressing.
Right, because there's no more weapon skill or anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I'm getting like minus 100 to two-handed axes that doesn't exist, and laughing about it.
That's awkward.
Yeah, the mobs in general are more tuned, they hit harder, they have more health, the debuffs are no longer lasting 10 minutes and doing nothing. And
oh, thank God.
Yeah, you can't pull. I mean, again, in SFK, I used to be able to pull like 10 mobs, hold them all, and just have my group AoE them down. But now, if you're doing anything except pulling two mobs or three mobs or crowd controlling, you're going to die. It's like we've gone back. It's amazing.
Yeah, it'll be quite a thing.
Yeah, as a hunter in vanilla, I really enjoyed trapping. I got to give a shout out to Caillou, who I believe may be listening, for teaching me how to be a non-huntard, and he basically taught me how to trap spam and feign death and use my trap again. So props to Caillou. The skills may be making a comeback.
Yeah, it's been so much more fun to run these instances with the actual threat of dying. It's a lot of the stuff that you lose at level 80 with heroics and on any lower level instance until the patch.
Yeah, that's very true. People would just, you know, run in all willy-nilly, and, you know, they would live through the stupidest fools.
You said willy-nilly.
Yes, I did.
So I've been running that on the Paladin. Have you guys done any other hilarious runs or anything? Or new changes with anything?
I haven't noticed anything with my Paladin at all, so that didn't hurt too badly. But no. Not so much just getting used to doing stuff on my mage.
Yeah. Or mage.
I talk about her a lot.
Yeah,
I know.
You do. The other change is that it's not just that the mobs are tuned on damage and health and debuff. The instances themselves have changed almost entirely at the low level area. I actually have not done the dead mines yet, but Karn, what can you say about that one?
I gotta say that I was never a fan of the dead mines. I did not like the dead mines. I've done dead mines on heroic on beta, mind you. But doing the dead mines as a brand new, like 20-something level tune after having done, or in conjunction with having done, the Westfall quests, an amazing experience. I really do encourage you all to put us on pause, go do the Westfall quests, and then go do the dead mines. Awesome, awesome experience. I can't speak, you know, more highly of it.
I definitely enjoyed the Hogger experience.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the first things. I think that was the second instance we did after SFK, and all three quests right on the inside, three or four quests. And then they have different wings. The straight down is the human wing, then down to the left, I believe, is the gnoll wing, and the elemental down and to the right.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah, I feel like it also reflects a lot of the way that upper level instances are, where they have different wings and different just enemies in general.
Well, that was sort of the case with that instance to begin with, compared to dead mines. Like, Stockades was very segmented, just with different bosses, however, all human. It's just
exactly
different things going on in, you know, the world right now.
Well, I felt like when it was all human, there wasn't really, with the different elemental and gnoll and human, not only does it give you the difference of wing, it also gives you the difference of fights, and sometimes you have to change your tactics from wing to wing, and it gives it more variety.
No doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I also really liked how Hogger actually ended up in the Dead Mines. If anyone has not seen how that occurs, you need to go do the Hogger quest out in Elwynn. You can still pick up the Hogger quest from that outpost over near Westfall, and you can go fight Hogger. And he didn't kick my ass for once, which is really you know, pleasant. I really enjoyed how they tied that quest into the Dead Mines, and how he's a boss there now.
He's a boss in the Dead Mines now as well?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No.
I was like, man, he's everywhere.
The stocks.
In the stocks, he is a house. He has like between 20 and 22,000 health. He's just a truck now.
Yeah, the bosses have a lot more health, though, too. In general, you actually get to work through your low-level, as they may be, rotations, though.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, I noticed that I was actually getting to proc arcane missiles on my mage and actually use arcane missiles, use my lifeblood herbalism cooldown. It was pretty amazing to be able to use all of the abilities I had available to me at that level.
Yeah, and then I talked a couple times about SFK, but not too much specifically. And again, one of the big changes is going through the instance while doing quests, but now you're, instead of killing Worgen, you're working with them through the whole instance.
Yep.
That's kind of creepy.
It's creepy considering what it used to be, where it was just a giant instance of slaughtering them, but, you know, post shattering, you know, now we're supposed to be working with them, so.
Yeah, I like the intrusion into Silver Pine, to tell you the truth.
I do not know much about that.
Yeah, me either.
Saying that you were right next to that zone. SFK is now really like, whatchamacallit, a Worgen quest chain, right? So, I mean, it's nice to move in on a zone that's close to the Undercity and closer to Scarlet Monastery. I mean, it's true. All the same level range. I like the way they retooled it. I think it's going to be, you know, easier to level up at that point in that continent, you know?
Oh, yeah. And actually, in
that area, rather.
Running SFK, I think I leveled twice in SFK from either 16 to 18 or 17 to 19. That was insane. There's so much more experience in dungeons now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm not even... Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm not even using all the BOA gear or the heirloom stuff. I'm just using the tanking mace, DPS mace too, and the one-hander, and also the Arcanite Reaper for smashing faces.
Yeah, I don't have any of that heirloom gear. I kind of wish I did, but I do not. What other quests? I've done Gnomer, and still just awful. God, it's
terrible.
They just can't make it better. I don't know.
To be fair, though, we did not have, you know, the best the best Gnomer experience, and it had very little to do with the layout of the instance, although that certainly did help. Our good friend Tia, who will probably kill me for relating the story, was healing on her paladin, and Madge was tanking on his paladin, and then you have Fog here on his warrior, bam, and you've got me on my mage, and some random guy who's with us. And all of a sudden, mid-pull, Tia goes offline, and she says, oh, I've been disconnected. And we're like, oh, okay, no worries. So you know, we finish off the pull, we figure she'll be right back, and so we move on. And, you know, we go to the next pull, and all of a sudden, Tia's like, and we're like, what? My game card ran out. I think that was probably the most hilarious disconnect, but it got better, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but she's like, okay, hang on, I just need to find a new one and I'll be right back on. I actually believed her. Did you guys believe her?
I actually did.
Yeah,
me too. Unfortunately for us and for Tia, she had no more game cards at her disposal, and thus next comes on to Mumble to say something along the lines of, I'll be back in 10 minutes, I've got to run to, to the store.
So obviously we couldn't go AFK, just keep clearing.
Yeah, so we basically, the rogue died. I think it was a rogue who was with us and died and then left the group because Tia had been disconnected for so long and everything. And so we just three-manned everything without a healer. Not everything, but most things. I made many friends that magic saved me from, that sort of thing.
Oh, we both saved you, I think.
Okay. Yes, to be fair, you saved me as well.
Yeah, we went the complete wrong direction. I always love when you go back to those kinds of instances where you don't know where you're going. There's always somebody who's like, well, I don't know why you're running that direction when the quest is back here. And it's like, oh, that's where I meant to run. Right, that way.
Right.
Yeah, relying on the kindness of strangers. So, where were we? It was BFD? Black Fathom Deeps, and we were like, we had no idea where to go after the turtle boss, and this one person who was from Proudmoore is like, over this way, and we're like, thanks!
They're like, there's a quest down here in the water, okay, let's do that, I guess, and then over here for something else. And that's the same person that I screwed up when I had only run it one other time, and someone else post the elemental boss. You're supposed to click the fires to like bring one wave at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not know that, and I was like, "All right, I think you have to click these fires to get through." So I just click on all four of them,
and they're like, and, "Oh God, not all at once!"
Yeah. And I'm like, "What do you mean all at once?" And then we just get crushed by elementals and crabs and all that ridiculous stuff.
It was so bad.
And you got to venture into the new Strathholm, right? Is it that new?
You know what? I've run Strad Undead, I can't even tell you how many times, and it's not like I've been farming or anything, just by virtue of practice, doing 45-minute runs back in the day, it's really my favorite instance, and so I was really relieved to go in and see some changes, like the little chapel is being rebuilt, and it's populated by a few people who give you quests, and Aureus, our pally friend, is no longer in there, but a lot of the pulls are the same. There's still this like one group of three ghouls, there's still those casters over there, the bosses are pretty much the same, but they don't drop tier loot anymore, from what I can tell, because they've lowered the levels. They're all in their like 40s now, which is strange.
Weird. That's
strange.
That's super strange.
Yeah, but there were some familiar drops. The chitinous plate leggards or whatever, the plate pants with int on them, the first boss, the spider boss. He still drops them, but they've been appropriately retooled to actually have spirit on them, as well as intellect for, you know, pallies, because now we like to have spirit.
Right.
So it was really nice to see that sort of thing, and but you don't need a key anymore to go in there, and the magistrate no longer drops the key. So that was a little strange. And I get to, the slaughterhouse, and I clear out all the A-bombs. And I was really just doing it for fun, right? And out comes Ramstein the Gorger, and I kick his ass, and the elite guards, the mindless undead. And so I go down into the Baron's chamber. And a little bit of a spoiler alert, there's no more Baron Rivendare. I'm not really sure where he went. I didn't do any reading on it. It is now Lord Aureus Rivendare. So our buddy, the Pally, who used to help us out when we would give him the, the Medallion of Faith from Strela. Yeah, like, he would actually come to our aid, you know, if we gave him that. He's now the new Lord of Stratholme, and that freaks me out.
What a jerk.
I decided to kill him anyway, because, hey, I was there. He is a jerk, but I kind of like him a little bit better than the Baron, because I kind of got Rivendare's Death Charger off of him.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Hot.
Are all the mechanics still the same?
Yeah, he still does the Shadow Aura, and he still raises the Skellies. So, I mean, it's basically the same fight with just a slightly different person, and he again, does not drop tier, but he still drops the mount. Confirmed.
All right, so sad about the tier.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
I don't even know where tier drops anymore.
Probably doesn't.
Does it? Yeah, that's my question.
I would hope it does. They don't tell me that they got rid of tier 0 gear. That would just be really sad.
They got rid of Zul'Gurub.
They got rid of Zul'Gurub mounts, which apparently I had read, I think it was on Champion, that they may consider bringing back if they have a place to do so.
I think that they mentioned something along those lines, but basically, you know, the Swift Rosashi Raptor and, the Swift Zulian Tiger, gonzo.
So sad.
It is. It's very tragic. But unfortunately for me, the Tome of Polymorph Turtle is going to be available via other means. I don't know what those means are, but it means that I can't rip people off on the AH.
No. It means you can, because not everybody will read that. So it's just until it becomes common knowledge.
Oh, so I should do it now.
Exactly.
Be right back.
Yeah.
What else? Well, you know what? I'm just glad that even though it is changed, that you still get that experience that we're going to queue for a random dungeon in our 40s or whatnot, and we're going to get strat. That makes me happy.
I can't wait to, like, rip through that place and, like, have whoever is coming along with us just be like, oh, these people are good.
It's not going to be long. It's going to be very soon.
The question becomes, are we going to rip through it? I know we know the polls, but I'm more interested to see if we just get torn asunder, which would be almost as funny or almost as awesome.
It would be better, really.
Exactly, to wipe in that place again.
You're still a pally tank, though, so...
Yeah, undead kind of die often and again.
I think that if we, sort of face the new Strat Undead the way that we face the old Strat Undead at level, like at, 58, 59, early 60, that, we'll be fine. Like, I used to crowd control all the time in there, and granted, I can't really crowd control too much undead as a mage. We have things available at our disposal. You know, as a pally, you have Turn Evil. So you can fear an undead if you need to.
You're right. Fearing in instances has always been a very, very good idea.
It used to
for a tank to cast. That's a great idea.
No, isn't it? It's not instant unless you're glyphed.
Yeah, come on, Paladin. Continue. Yeah.
Well, no, if you do a fear pull, though, that could work. No, fearing in an instance actually used to be viable. Okay. Don't you remember?
I'd like to see me fear something and you healing me and see how mad you get at me for pulling like 10 other
people don't like it when I fear things on the priest either.
No.
So
you do it all the time though anyway.
Yeah, I do.
he would do that when I was leveling with him and just, you know, fear the mob that I was killing away from me. It's like, what is the point of that?
All right, well, I think that brings us over to shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs this evening, Kern?
I actually do. I'd like to give a big ol' shout-out to the Old Resurgence peeps, Kaleri, Mark, Mabry, and Cronus, and along with my Holy Pally buddy from my last guild choice, Wox, who has decided to come over to Apotheosis like we mentioned earlier. And I'd also really like to give a huge shout-out to Fugara of Choice. She's the GM. She's awesome, and she deserves a shout-out because I totally just stole her last Holy Paladin.
Ouch.
I know. I feel kind of bad. So, yeah, go check out Choice of Skywall at choiceguild.com. They are definitely recruiting Holy Pallies.
Yes, get that Holy. You need to replace the good Holy Pally with another good Holy Pally. Come on now. I am going to shout-out to Tia for giving me finally an opportunity to yell at you again. Because not only do I love it, it makes me happy. That's what you get for not healing me and lagging out. It's good to be home on ET.
Excellent.
Nice. I got a shout out to Zul'Gurub. Come on, respect.
Props.
And also, yeah, props. Also, shout out to you guys for having me. But I still hate you for standing in fire, sister.
Well, thank you. And speaking of fire, our tip of the week is stand in the fire, but only Deathwing's fire because it is awesome. Having said that, though, we'd love to hear your actual tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share, you can email us at blessingoffrost@apotheosis-now.com. You can also send us feedback that way. Let us know if you liked what you heard, what you thought, if we were wrong, because, like last week, we were wrong. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, you can also follow Apotheosis and myself on Twitter. Follow at ApotheosisET and at KernMoog.
And a big thanks to Fog for chatting with us today. It's good to have you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
And I think that brings us to the end of the second episode of Blessing of Frost. I'm Magic.
I'm Fog.
And I'm Kern.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2010. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Guildy Numenal for his voice for our new intro, and thanks to you for listening.